poll, sharp divide in Gen Z's definition of success along political, gender lines. By Jasmine Jordan on September 8, 2025. NBC News released polling on Monday showing wide differences between Gen Z adults' views of success depending on both gender and political affiliation. NBC News chief data analyst Steve Kurnatsky posted the survey results on X, writing, "Our NBC News Decision Desk poll asked Gen Z adults, 18 to 29 years old, what they consider important to a successful life. The combination of gender and politics produced two very different sets of priorities. The charts he shared contrasted men who voted for Donald Trump and women who voted for Kamala Harris. Among Gen Z men who supported Trump, the top three markers of success were having children, 34%, financial independence, 33%, and a fulfilling job or career, 30%. On the other hand, Gen Z women who supported Harris placed the highest importance on a fulfilling job or career, 51%, having money to do things they want, 46%, and emotional stability, 39%. At the bottom of their priorities, only 6% identify being married, having children, or being able to retire early as part of their definition of success." Kurnatsky later published the results for the other two groups, women who voted for Trump and men who voted for Harris. Gen Z women who supported Trump ranked financial independence highest, 40%, followed by fulfilling work, 32%, and home ownership, 30%. Gen Z men who supported Harris emphasized career fulfillment, 54%, having money for personal activities, 42%, and using talents and resources to help others, 38%. The polling highlights how generational, political, and gender divides influence how young voters define success, echoing other surveys that have tracked shifting values among younger Americans. A Gallup survey released July 4 found Gen Z to be the least proud generation to be American, with fewer than half saying they were extremely or very proud. Similarly, an Independent Center Newsweek poll last November revealed that one in three young adults do not have and do not want children, while Pew Research Center data has shown that Democrats are far less likely than Republicans to view marriage and children as societal priorities. These differences come as Harris weighs her political future following her 2024 defeat to Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. A March 2025 Morning Consult survey nevertheless placed her first among potential 2028 Democratic contenders with 36% support, well ahead of other contenders such as Pete Buttigieg and Gavin Newsom. Meanwhile, exit polls from the 2024 election showed a notable rightward shift among Gen Z men, with Trump winning the group by 10 points. Analysts at the time pointed to Trump's outreach to younger voters and the appeal of his running mate, Vance, as factors in the generational shift.